because the 3 points is all that matters in the end?
No. No, absolutely not. I'd be lying if I'm saying that's the case. I've never come in after a defeat and say, or after any game, I've never come in and said that the points are all that matters. It's a performance. And for 70 minutes of that game, it was okay. 65 minutes, whatever it is. And then we made it hard for ourselves.
Down to 10 men, sorry, down to 10 men, you're kind of, should be cruising and it just kind of turned into it and you're under a lot of pressure at the end.
We were cruising and we should have cruise to victory, but credit to them, they get back in the game, but certainly it's not good enough for us. In terms of game management, we're well in front, comfortably to be fair. I think we deserve the lead. Again, for the 65 minutes, we were the far better side in my opinion, but the game lasts for 94. And look, when the dust settles, it's 3 points, and it's a big 3 points for us because we needed it. Attacking, I thought we were really good, but as a team defensively, really poor.
Sense the fans as well, their frustration was growing with, you know, each goal that Dunfermline got back and kind of, you know, pressure on the players as well, see it out.
Yeah, but look, it's every wee boy's dream to play professional football, so if you're not willing to, and apart from Finn, everybody's played a lot of football, and my team certainly. Yeah, I know Dunfermline had some kids as well, which is great as well, but apart from Finn, everybody's been in the game long enough to know that however many thousand fans. So I'm not buying that. I'm not saying the fans are any part of that at all. We just didn't do what we should have done late on in the game. But as I say, when the dust settles, we're coming away with three valuable points.
Is there a sense of relief at the end, or is it just a kind of disappointment?
No, look, there's relief as well, obviously. I think as a club, we needed that. We needed the 3 points. And when we go away and when we settle down, ultimately that's what we got. And let's not take away, for the first 65 minutes of the game, we were very good. That's what's getting hid at the minute, and that's the frustration. As a group as well, the players are frustrated, but that's what's getting papered over at the minute. But when we strip it back and we have a look on Monday, yeah, there'll be negatives, and the goals we concede are really poor. And they look dangerous every time. We know that we're going to do, but every time they kind of caught us, they still look very dangerous, which was disappointing, but I'll go back to it. For 65 minutes as a team, I thought were really good going forward. Caused them real problems, had some real chances in the game, and had scored 4 goals. I'm sitting here saying he'd scored 4 goals, and I'm still, you can sense I'm annoyed, but
there were some good goals in there as well, weren't there?
Look, again, it's Kano's come out and says it, put it in the box, you'll score across, and it gets on the end of it. So, but we know that. That's why we're working on it. That's why we're trying to get him in. Thought Jordan Marshall was brilliant. Yeah, he's trained 2 days with the squad. Done a lot of high speed stuff on his hamstring, but for that level of performance, and at 4-1, I'm looking. It's a chance to get him off and protect him, and then quite quickly we're needing to leave him on. Which again, look, that's game management for us, and that's the frustrating side. But I'd rather be frustrated with 3 points than none.
Does he typify the spirit that you want here, Jordan?
Yeah, I think he has from day one. Says that on Friday in the press, or maybe earlier in the week, that for me he's been our best player. He's been our most consistent player. He didn't look like he'd been away. And a Stonewall penalty on him as well, by the way, late on. May as well got all the
I'm
in one of the honest moods, Tommy. No, it was though. It's a Stonewall penalty. But no, I'm kind of glad we never got it, because it's, we're now, I guess, how weird does that sound, but we're frustrated and they're frustrated, but hopefully we've took it on board, and if we ever get back into that position, it's not very often, you're 4-1 up with 25 minutes to go, but if we get back into that, then we're more professional, that was the word for me.
As a former defender, is that what makes it even more frustrating for you, is when you watch that defending?
No, look, my players are frustrated, that's not just me. They're coming in and they're not happy with themselves, and it makes the team talk easy. So they're digging each other out, which is great, but I'll go back to, we should have been cruising. We should have been coming in and saying, well done. Of course, we'll say that on Monday when we show them the positives, but we need to get the negatives right. We need to be harder to break down. This isn't over the day, this is over a period. We need to be harder to break down, we need to be better defensively as a team. That's not just the defenders or my goalkeeper, but as a team, we need to be harder to break down, and credit to it. For 65 minutes, again, I didn't see that coming. I didn't see that and they had a couple, their goal was poor, but they had a couple of chances where Nisbet's a real threat, which we knew. He was a real threat the first game of the season, he's been a real threat for every team in the league this season, so we know that. So that's not an excuse, we should have dealt with him better, but we'll work on it and we'll get it right. All right, cheers.
Cheers.
Sorry for that rap.